On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes,
we have the Yellowstone Special Finish Collection Rum Cask Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, the Blue Note Juke Joint Unfiltered Small Batch Straight Bourbon Whiskey, the Blue Note Crossroads Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished with toasted French oak, the Blue Note Straight Rye Whiskey. From Peerless, we have the Peerless Toasted Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, and we have Barrel Bourbon Batch Number 36.
The Yellowstone Special Finishes Collection launched in October of 2023 with the release of Yellowstone Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in toasted staves. This newest release starts with Yellowstone's traditional bourbon mash bill. It's aged 4 years, which is then aged for 9 weeks in casks that previously held rum distilled using molasses from sugar cane grown in the rich, fertile soils and tropical Caribbean climate of Cuba.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
That's a fact. If it was 2 p.m., we'd be fighting off those soaps, and we can't compete with that.
Judge Judy.
Yeah, that's
not going to happen.
I think we really should go on at 2 p.m. because I think we'd kick Judge Judy's butt.
Oh, I think you're dreaming.
No.
She's got like a 30-year head start on us.
Yeah.
Plus, good luck with that.
Plus, we'd be fighting the kids when Dora the Explorer comes on at 2:30.
Yeah. Mr. Rogers. Yeah.
God, I hope kids aren't listening to us.
You're not going to beat Mr. Rogers. I mean, you can try it. I don't know. Kids are a little advanced these days. So,
true. 2 a.m., we got to go up against what's Hogan's Heroes.
Hogan! I think Hogan can beat him.
30 days in the cooler. Yeah. I have Hogan's Heroes sounds on this board. So, nice. Well, this is Made Man Bob. And joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Welcome. I'm not wearing any pants.
As usual. Mm-hmm. Made Man Maury.
Good morning. I'm still here.
Who has to sit next to the guy with no pants. Good old boy Justin.
Good morning. And Maury's thinking no free consultations.
Yeah.
That's not the way to jump the line to the doctor's office.
Good old boy Harm.
I've still got my clothes on. Thank you very much. And I'm a little bit afraid.
We're all quite proud. Yeah. So, well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. We have the Yellowstone Special Finish Collection Rum Cask Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, the Blue Note Juke Joint Unfiltered Small Batch Straight Bourbon Whiskey, the Blue Note Crossroads Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished with toasted French oak, the Blue Note Straight Rye Whiskey. From Peerless, we have the Peerless Toasted Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, and we have Barrel Bourbon Batch Number 36.
Nice, solid lineup today.
So, against our better judgment, hopefully this time it'll actually be better. Probably not. We're going to have Justin tell us about our sips ratings.
I am Hans, and this is Franz, and we are here to drink you up. One sip. God. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth, Hans.
Somebody hasn't watched Saturday Night Live in 30 years.
Yep.
Two sips. Nice, Franz, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. This is interesting, but damn. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
I'm pretty sure he just had an aneurysm.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Passable Hans today.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's passable.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah, it's passable in Kazakhstan, maybe. You know, to hopefully a guy that listening to us there. English.
Next time it's Borat. Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hello to all our listeners in Kazakhstan.
He'd be in jail in Kazakhstan.
Yeah, you'd definitely go to jail in Kazakhstan. Dear God, help us. Oh, yeah. You can do the first 428 and straight into the toilet. So let's have Brent tell us about our first whiskey of the day.
Thanks, Bob. This first one is the Yellowstone Special Finish Collection Rum Cask Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. 50% ABV. It's 100 proof for all those mathematicians. So the Yellowstone Special Finishes Collection launched in October of 2023 with the release of Yellowstone Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in toasted staves. This newest release starts with Yellowstone's traditional bourbon mash bill. It's aged 4 years, which is then aged for 9 weeks in casks that previously held rum distilled using molasses from sugar cane grown in the rich, fertile soils and tropical Caribbean climate of Cuba.
Nice. Yeah. Usually don't get Cuban rum finishes.
The description sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing. So the color, this is the 80s copper penny color. Nice little color to it.
He says that because he still has all his pennies from the 80s.
Nose, it's
should spend those pennies pretty soon. They're gonna be going out of style.
Yeah.
Or they'll become rare and limited.
No, I think change is all gonna go away.
On the nose, I got just some marshmallow bomb on the nose, and I got a little bit of hint of lemon at the end of that. I don't know if anybody else got that lemon or not, but
no, you're imagining that.
I'm imagining
sour grapes. Fine.
And on the palate, it is the marshmallow bomb on the palate until you add some water. But you first start off, you get the marshmallow, you get a little bit of oak, you get a little bit of tobacco, that honey, a little bit of honey on it. Once you add some water to it, the oak comes out a little bit for it and stuff. The finish is a nice medium finish. It's just a pleasant drinking bourbon, and I like that it's a kind of a marshmallow bomb. There's very few that are like that.
Yeah, we've had one recent marshmallow bomb. Was a Penelope toasted, I think, was the marshmallow bomb.
With more of these toasted finishes, you might expect more, but this was relatively unique. It's fun whiskey. I thought this is great to take little camping trips, sit around the campfire, have a few s'mores. This was a s'more in a glass. I mean, I think while the kids are eating the s'mores, the dads are drinking Yellowstone rum cask finish. I thought this was a s'more in a glass. It was fun. It was playful. It was enjoyable. It was pleasant. It was out of the box. It was just different, and it's not your everyday all day sipper, but I thought it was fun. I thought it was great. I agree. Marshmallow bomb, s'more in a glass.
Harm, what do you think?
I'm not getting the s'mores, but I do definitely get the huge marshmallow that you're talking about, Brent. But it, to me, it's like toasted marshmallow. It's like they're not burnt like I like, you know, when
toasted,
you do the Kahlua.
Like a s'more.
Yeah, toasted. Just lightly golden toast on that marshmallow.
You like them black, like your heart and your soul.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, that's the way it should be. I like the marshmallow have a nice crust on it. And it's like, oh, it's too black. I put there too long.
Well,
I want Kahlua. I want that scotch, man.
Whenever I think of you, toast. I think of Cresty. Yeah,
thank you.
The toast. Anybody can get it black.
Gently toasted marshmallow.
That gently
done.
Toast is hard to achieve.
Yeah, but
it takes patience.
So it's a little creme brulee. There's a lot of oak coming out. I added. You said you added water and the marshmallow went away.
Well, no. The oak. I mean,
the oak came up.
The oak came up.
Yeah, I agree with you. I, at first, I thought maybe made it sweeter. But now the oak with a little time air.
The oak and the campfire and the s'more aspect came up more than just straight toasted marshmallow once you added the water.
There's some cocoa coming on. It's got a nice long finish. Justin, what'd you think?
So I got the graham cracker not toasted and then the marshmallow toasted.
I don't get the graham cracker though.
Huh?
You get anybody else get graham cracker? I mean, there's honey.
Maybe it was the cafe con leche I had this morning.
That's those honey grams, yeah. What you think, Bob?
I enjoyed this one. I really kind of liked it. It's
fun, right?
It's different. It's interesting. It's
playful.
Well, it's different than a lot of rum finishes. Because most, like Arm said, most of the rum finishes, you get that sort of tropical fruit note.
Oh, I said that off the air.
Yeah, when they leave it, you know, around for a while, you kind of get that. But I think they did.
I think 9 weeks is not enough. I like a tropical note on my rum finished whiskeys.
Well, that's what. That's what you're looking for, but I think this is what
that's
they were
already
doing.
Been done though. Yeah. So this is something that's new. Yeah, this is something different.
And they're also using Cuban rum casks. We don't get Cuban rum in America legally.
Everybody's
who cares
doing
about legally.
Yeah, yeah, everybody's doing a different barrel finish these days and stuff. So, you know, sooner or later.
And Brent called that months or years before they started doing it.
So Barbados rum casks and Jamaican rum casks, you get some funk and you get some more fruit. These Cuban rum casks, we're getting more leather and spice. So it's good.
I agree.
Yeah, and it's the thing I do like about it is it's not cloyingly sweet. I mean, there's that marshmallow there, but it's not.
No, it's not. It's sticky. Not sticky sweet.
We talked about it so much, you'd think it's sweet, but it's not.
Well, you know, so many times you do rum cask, and it's just over the top.
Well, that's the part that people don't understand is that many rums have added sugar for sweetness, and they don't. They're not very clear about disclosing it.
You can find out the stuff usually.
Yeah.
I mean, most mass market rum is they add sugar or molasses afterwards, but all the high end rums, like if you have like high end rum purveyor or purchasers, they don't want any of that stuff. My customers come in, they're looking for zero sugar, zero water, zero color added, because rum you can add color as well. So 000, like a nice fine cognac.
SAT score.
They want cask strength rum. They want zero color, zero sugar. But those are for the rum geeks. Most mass market stuff is sweet.
Exactly. And that's the thing. If you're a whiskey drinker, you can find flavor and beauty in rum. You just got to buy the right stuff that's more like whiskey.
Well, we're going to be giving the Yellowstone Special Finish Collection Rum Cask Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just talking about the Yellowstone Special Finish Collection Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey Rum Cask Finish. Gave that a well-deserved 3 sips. So we're going to move on to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Maury tell us about that.
Thank you, Bob. The next whiskey, Memphis-based BR Distilling Company, launched Blue Note in 2018 in honor of the rich blues music that is synonymous with Memphis. The brand's portfolio is distilled in partnership with Bardstown Bourbon Company, parent company of Green River Distilling Company, and then aged just north of downtown Memphis, where the Mississippi and Wolf Rivers collide. Logan Welk, president and chief operating officer, BR Distilling Company, states that the location of our warehouses with the high humidity and higher average temperatures in Kentucky make it the perfect place to age our whiskey. The first expression will be the Blue Note Juke Joint Unfiltered Small Batch Straight Bourbon Whiskey, coming in at 46.5% ABV or 93 proof. The mash bill is 70% corn, 21% rye, 9% malted barley. It is distilled in Kentucky and aged for a minimum of 3 years. It has a really nice light copper, dark straw color to it. On the nose, definitely getting sweet corn, some spice, and some oak. The palate's fun. It's interesting. It's not quite as viscous as other whiskeys, but there's definitely hints of vanilla, hint of apricot, a little bit of allspice, and then the oak kind of lingers on with a little hint of vanilla. The finish is medium, and it was a very enjoyable whiskey. Really no flaws, very nice, easy drinking, pleasant. I really liked it. What did you think, Brett?
Well, first thing is, I didn't know the Wolf River ran into the Mississippi River. I didn't even know it was there. So next time I'm there, I'm going to have to check out my geography and see where this is actually, where they store these barrels. Because this is pleasant. You didn't mention any pear. And the first thing, my first note when I got it was pear. You know, I was like, oh, I got, you know, it's, but
yeah. You know, I'm not a big pear guy. So perhaps that was why I missed that pear. Yeah. And I can't say I eat a lot of pear. And I'm sorry I missed that.
It's green pears.
Yeah, it's for sure. It's, but this just goes to show you what, you know, that aging in a different location will do for something. You know, when you have it, when you're aging it in Kentucky, and now they're aging this down there in Tennessee.
I prefer aging in Scotland. Screw all you guys.
Yeah, well, then it's called Scotch. And then we would not like it.
You wouldn't like it.
Well, I wouldn't like it.
I'm here drinking bourbon with you. Don't worry about it. Go ahead, sir.
That's okay. So it's so all pleasant. It's a very, very nice, drinker.
It's an easy sipper.
Yes, it's all day long sipper. So, Justin?
So time did this favors. First out of the bottle, it was a little rough for me. And then after it's been at an hour, it's nice.
We start tasting about a half hour to an hour before the show. Yeah.
So this had a good long time out. All this is missing is some cornbread and a rack of ribs from Memphis, and then I'd be very, very happy.
I think our cornbread and a rack of ribs goes good with almost any whiskey. It doesn't have to have this one.
Yeah, I would agree, Harm.
I might even have a beer with that.
Harm, this would be geographically appropriate.
Yeah.
Harm actually got one right today.
Oh,
a rack of ribs just goes every with now water, then. Please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, man. I like this whiskey a lot, too. This is a, I've been buying Blue Note since the first day they arrived in Florida. I was one of the first people to buy it in Broward County, and I've been selling it since then. And the Juke Joint is a newer release from them compared to what the stuff I bought when they hit early on. And this is all made at Bardstown. Here, you want this one? Here. It's their younger whiskey. It's the beginning, the base of the line. It's still a good job. They do a good job.
For age minimum of 3 years, it's very drinkable.
Very.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. You know, some of these ones you get in the, 2 years or 3 years, 4 years, you're just, you're fighting with it. But this one, it's nice.
Bob, what do you think?
Well, I mean, some of them you get that are aged, 3 years or, 100 hours. That's the thing I have a problem with. I think it's really well done. It's got a nice sweet nose to it. A little bit of queen white oak on it. On the palate, your classic vanilla. The pear is definitely there. I get the pear on the nose and on the palate.
And Harm, what'd you say about pricing and value?
I didn't say anything about that, but if you, now that you bring it up, let's do the crass commercial bit. I own a liquor store or several, so it's around $30.
I think it's a good value.
It's a good value.
I really think that for the money, it's a good value.
Yeah.
It drinks
above its weight class, but I wouldn't go out of my way to have this neat. I would make a cocktail with this. Yeah.
Well,
why not?
Well done. So we're going to be giving the Blue Note Juke Joint Unfiltered Small Batch Straight Bourbon Whiskey a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that.
Thank you, Bob. The Blue Note Crossroads Straight Bourbon Whiskey finished in toasted French oak, or with toasted French oak, is 50% ABV or 100 proof. The mash bill is 70% corn, 21% rye, 9% malted barley. Exact same mash bill as the previous one. This expression takes Blue Note bourbon and finishes it with the finest toasted French oak, curated from the artisan cooperage in Centre-Val de Lorge. I butchered the French, but whatever. Well, it's apparently in Paris they say "we" is "we." It's very
"we."
D'accord.
So the color is a dark copper. The nose, it's candied walnuts. All I get right now is walnuts, oak, and cinnamon on the nose.
It sounds like a bag of those Carnival cinnamon nuts that you get in a paper cone.
Well, they usually do pecans. Pecans are sweeter. This is definitely walnut.
Yeah, but now sometimes you can get like a variety of pecans.
I've never had the variety pack.
Or almonds.
Yeah, exactly. Almonds I've seen and pecans. I've never done the walnuts.
The walnuts, candy like they're fun, yeah.
They do almonds, yeah.
We make our own candied walnuts at home.
Oh, that's cool.
Little cayenne.
I just like the fancy guys spice. Here. Pecan.
It's pecan.
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 Right.
A pecan is what you pee in on a road trip.
Thank you.
Hot on a road trip. It's a pecan. Yeah. Anyway. The nose is really beautiful and nutty. And let's see the palate. A lot of wood. That all those French oak staves are coming out.
That's what she said.
A lot of tannin coming out. You've got some clove and cinnamon that's coming from the French oak. French oak generally imparts more spice than American oak does. American oak tends to bring you coconut and vanilla notes. And that's overshadowed here by the French oak. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, the one thing I got out of this...
Well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
That's why I'm on the show, dude. It's my opinion. What's your opinion, Brett?
So my opinion is,
the one thing
I got was apricots that you didn't mention on there.
I don't get the apricots on this one. The first one, definitely.
I
mean,
I got all the other notes that you got. It's very pleasant, very drinkable. It's another finished bourbon, you know, and that's what people are doing to try to distinguish themselves these days.
Toasted French Oak has been around for a while, though. Yeah, Maker's Mark is very famous for their Maker's 46 and the Bill's recipe.
But that's what everybody's doing is they're trying to take their bourbon and finish it in something to make themselves stand out from everything else. So
there's a lot of bourbon out there.
I think this one just kind of blends in with many of the others that are already being done.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
So, Justin?
That's interesting. Last week, we were in wine country and we were tasting a lot of French oak in wine, but I would never get it on the nose. This, right off the bat, big, bold French oak on the nose. On the palate, I didn't get a lot of French oak. I got like vanilla and big rye, and then the finish was just rye.
There's only 21% rye. It's not high. That's not high rye. Bob?
I'm not saying it's high rye.
But you picked it up. Yeah, that's good.
It's prominent in the bourbon. What do you think, Maury?
Well, I actually agree the most with Harm and a little bit with Brent. I think, Brent, you're right. Harm, I think you're right, spot on. It's just, I agreed with everything you said.
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back, and Maury was giving us his notes on the Blue Note Crossroads.
As I said, I thought it was pleasant. I didn't really get the apricot. I am an apricot fan that Brent had spoken about, but I really agreed with Harm. Harm, I think you nailed it.
There's something I'm missing on this. I'm getting like a mineral note on here as well. I just came back to it. Do you know what that is? I mean, it's like a minerally spice note. It could be that the apricot with the nuts. I don't know. It's something else. There's something else I'm missing. I just can't put my finger
again,
on
it. Again, I thought it was a very well-made bourbon. Mm. I thought it was delicious. An easy afternoon sipper. I can envision sitting by the fire, overlooking the view of the valley and the trees, and just enjoying this bourbon. It's very pleasant.
You live in Florida next to the swamp. What fire and what valley?
Well, like you've, got the fires from the sugarcane fields every year.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
When they burn the fields.
Yeah, the Everglades are on fire. I'll give you that. So.
Yeah.
The valley's a ditch on the side of the road.
Yeah. Well, get a guy from New Orleans and he'll find something to eat in that ditch. So, you know.
Hey, I lived in New Orleans for 14 years. I've had everything you can eat up there. Nutria is actually good.
And most of it's out of a ditch. Yeah.
That's crawfish come from ditches, man. Best crawfish.
I mean, well done. I enjoy French oak finish. I like French oak. It's different.
I prefer bourbon that's fruitier. This is on the nutty side. Mm. I mean, it's a geeky whiskey. I kind of like that, though, too.
I definitely don't think this is a geeky whiskey. This is not classified as geek whiskey.
No, I agree with Brent.
It's more mainstream, you think?
Yes, very much so. This is
not mainstream because that would be American oak, but it's, this isn't way off out in left field. I mean, it's nice.
Okay, I stand corrected.
It's well executed, like everything we've had from Blue Note. So
what else we got from Blue Note?
Well, that's it.
Now we got the rye.
We got one more. So we're going to give the Blue Note Crossroads straight bourbon whiskey finish with toasted French oak. Three sips.
Interesting.
Blue Note does make other whiskeys as well. Some of their older stuff was just freaking amazing. Justin is our next guy.
All right. Our next guy, Justin, is going to talk about good old boy Justin. He's going to talk about Blue Note straight rye whiskey. It's 46.5% alcohol by volume, or 93% proof, and I did not do the math. Aged a minimum of 3 years. It's 95% rye and 5% malted barley. So the color on
this... Are they making this, or is this coming from Canada?
No, 95.5 could be Indiana. But they work with Bardstown. Bardstown's doing it.
Yeah, there's lots of places making 95.
95.5 is a great recipe. I like 95.5.
Yeah. I mean, even
could Green River. Ross and Squibb.
It could be Green River, too. I mean, Green River makes a great rye.
Green River is Bardstown these days.
Yeah, I know that.
So I'm getting vanilla and spice, and I'm getting like.
And everything nice. Yeah.
McDonald's apple pie. Kind of made into, if like there was a liquor flavored McDonald's apple pie, this would be it.
The old style one when they fried them and they would
lava
in the middle.
Right, burn in your entire mouth out.
You weren't tasting anything else.
PI lawyers.
You get one taste. You get one taste, and the rest of it is just like fighting over.
Those fried pies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they were heavy. Of course,
we grew up with that stuff. It's the worst for you.
I mean, it's pie and then it's fried.
You can't go wrong with that.
I mean, unless you wrap it in bacon and hog fat, I mean, how could it possibly be better? Good God.
Yeah, let's make
it healthy. Well, you could probably take it home and then put bacon on it. That might make
Let's make a healthy version of that.
Okay, I have.
That is the healthy fryer.
I have.
Happy Passover,
everyone. I have
put
bacon on it. Sorry. Yeah.
this probably will go on during Passover.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That was good. Passover, everyone.
What'd you think, Harv?
Apple pie. But what did you get on the palate? Apple pie.
Yeah. Fried McDonald's apple pie.
All right. So I didn't go there with you. I got green apples. It wasn't, maybe it's changed since then, but when I first opened it and poured it. Yeah, I'm still getting those green apples. Crisp green apple, vanilla, and that's pretty much it. It's just kind of weird because
how'd you like them apples?
I like them apples, but on the 95.5 recipe, I usually get orange peel. Depends on where they're aging and all that stuff. I like the orange peel and clove that you get with that recipe usually.
I disagree with you, Harm.
No?
It's really, I mean, I as much as I think Justin is just adds a dimension of eccentricity to this show.
Well, that's a nice way to say it.
So
you think it's fried apple pie?
I think it's freaking McDonald's apple pie. I think he nailed it.
But that's not, I don't think he's
wrong. We need a sound for like high five, like to the max, like bam.
I don't disagree with him, but that's not, this is usually not the flavor you get from his rye.
Has gotten it right.
Yeah.
So what you're
this bottle will be disappearing after the show.
On the finish, it's on the finish. I got that black pepper and allspice you get from a rye.
I don't know. Justin comes up with these things, all I think is
still a stupid.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Yeah. Okay.
What'd you think?
What I was thinking.
What'd you think, Brent?
Okay, Justin's not right. No, Justin's right. No, but it's
I got the finish, you get the spice, right?
I got that green apple, but you know when somebody says 95.5, you're expecting that MGP, that
orange,
you know,
peel and dill.
Yeah, the dill, the clove, the you don't have any of that with this rye.
It's completely different.
None of that with this rye. So that's what makes this one nice, is that it is completely different than your typical 95.5. It's a nice rye. It's 95.5, and it's enjoyable. So I think they did this one right.
I enjoy it. I mean, I think it's really well done, and I think it's gotten better with air. So, but you know, overall, it's an excellent rye. I definitely get the apple pie. I definitely get the vanilla. I definitely get the spice.
The spice is really good on the finish. It's not right up there in front.
No, it's not front palate. It's definitely after it goes down, it's back palate for me mostly. But, you know, I think an extremely well-done whiskey. I think they did a good job. So we're going to be giving the Blue Note straight rye whiskey a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the Blue Note whiskey, specifically the straight rye. We gave that a well-deserved 3 sips. So we're moving on to our next whiskey, which is from Kentucky Peerless. It's the Kentucky Peerless Toasted Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. It's 54.7% ABV, or 109.4 proof. So the toasted bourbon is aged in 2 separate oak barrels, both made at Kelvin Cooperage. Great cooperage if you're ever in Louisville.
Take the tour.
Reach out to take a tour. It's old school. It's not automated. There's no robots.
Does Independence Dave do tours too or no?
Independence Dave does tours, absolutely, 100%.
I thought Kelvin stopped for a while. They still do
it? No. Kelvin's, yeah. It's initially aged for 5 years in their standard char level 3 barrel. The whiskey is then placed in the toasted barrel to finish for an undetermined period of time. So the finish on this, it's got a nice burnt bronze, nice darkness to it.
That's the color, not the finish.
It's got a little bit of a...
He's been drinking, yeah, folks.
It's got a little bit of a gold around the rim on the nose. Brown sugar.
Sugar, sugar.
Like when you're making cinnamon rolls, you mix the brown sugar with the butter before you spread it on the cinnamon roll. I get that.
Oh, don't get started with that. Then I'm going to want to eat one.
It's not as sugary. It's more cinnamon than sugar. I put more sugar in my cinnamon rolls, baby.
Some nice dark, dark caramel.
Yes.
Like really dark, like almost burnt.
Takes one to know one.
And, on the palate, it's like an old leather bag. Again, the burnt toffee is there. You get a little bit of spice.
I've never tasted an old leather bag, but that you do you, Bob.
Yeah. A little bit of peppery spice on the back palate. It's got a pretty decent finish on it. It stays with you for a while.
It's got a long finish.
Yeah. I mean, Peerless has been doing some really good work for quite a while now, and this is definitely a good one. I'm enjoying this one. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, the one thing, this is dark. This is dark like Harm's soul.
My soul is darker than this.
Come on. Soul, please. Okay. He sold that for beer money in college.
Sold that for beer money in college. Like
I mean, for a bourbon, it is dark. It's and you get all those notes that you just mentioned. For five years, you know, I guess it's because it's a sweet mash that you really enjoy this one.
It tastes older than five years.
It tastes much older than 5 years. Like, there's no green to this one, you know?
But that's the hallmark of Peerless. You and I were there. Yeah. And we tasted some of their two-year-old rye and their three-year-old bourbons, and they tasted way mature beyond their years. Because they sweet mash.
Yeah, it's that sweet
mashing, I'm convinced, gives you a little bump in the maturation.
I'm not sure. Are they still sweet mashing everything?
Yeah, 100%. Everything's sweet mash. Everything.
Yeah. They're not set up sour mash, period, at all.
Right. Switch over would be murder.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why when you get the Peerless, you pay a little bit more, but you're getting that extra quality to it.
Yeah. What did you think, Justin?
So I got cinnamon roll, and I also got oatmeal, kind of as a texture and flavor.
There's no oatmeal texture in it.
There's no texture from oatmeal. But no. I don't. I kind of always say it's got a nice heavy viscosity.
Yes.
We'll give it that.
Mouthfeel.
Yeah. Yes.
So, but the I don't get the oatmeal on the nose either on this, but it's close to it.
Oatmeal.
What else you get, Justin?
I'd say a little cream of wheat,
too. Did you taste a leather bag?
You've exhausted his vocabulary.
You're mixing all your cereals.
I only have one more.
Yeah, it's cereal. It is cereal. Kind of whiskey, at least on the palate.
That might make it good for breakfast.
This would be good for breakfast. In fact, I should put this in my oatmeal.
Let's take it. We'll go camping. We'll light a campfire. We'll cook oatmeal, and we'll put this in the oatmeal breakfast.
It's one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Okay. Yeah. Let's move on.
Thank you.
That's
my annual show review right there.
Yeah. This one, very spicy. I mean, you know, that's the one thing you get off it is.
And you know what? I don't care what sound effects Bob's plays. I might pour this on some oatmeal. It's good. But we got to move on. So
so we're going to give
everything you guys said was great.
Yeah. We're going to give the Kentucky Peerless Toasted Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey a well-deserved 4 sips.
Oh yeah, and you know, I didn't mention that on the before, but I added water to mine, and that made it better. Definitely 4 sips.
So let's go to our last whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Okay, the last whiskey is Barrel Bourbon Batch Number 36, 57.22% ABV. That's 114.4%. I'm sorry, that's 114.44 proof, but that's American
percent
proof. But that's American proof. 57.22 is 100 UK proof. So there you go. So you can set it on fire when you douse the gunpowder with it.
Moving on.
Anyway,
okay, what the hell? So
this batch 36, the blend of bourbons derived from a mash bill of 79% corn, 16% rye, and 5% malted barley. The blend consists of Indiana bourbon, which is 7.5 years old, and 8 years old, and 10 years old. Kentucky bourbon, 9-year-old, and Tennessee bourbon, 8 and 15. That's 6 different whiskeys.
That's a lot of different whiskeys.
It's muddled. So that's the problem I have with this one. Although I do love Barrel. I have 2 single barrels at the store I bought from Barrel for a reason. They do great stuff. The color is a nice copper, a little older penny. The nose is full of apricot, toasted oak, and caramel. And I get a little bit of nutty note on the finish there, on the nose at the end, on the palate. Mm. Great viscosity. You can definitely taste the older whiskeys here. It's such a beautiful whiskey, and it's hard for me to pick out individual notes because they've got all these 6 different whiskeys blended together. It's kind of muddled together. It's just great fruit, lots of caramel, vanilla, and allspice and pepper. The finish is really long.
I agree with everything you've said, Harm, and I think this illustrates the problem with infinity bottles. You can take a lot of really great whiskeys and muddle them together.
It's not an infinity bottle. We're
embarrassed. No, but it's like an infinity bottle. It's got too many things, and you've taken a lot of really great ends and put them together, and the sum is not better. It's just muddled.
But it's still good, though. You know. But the one thing that I had a problem with this one is it's all front forward on the palate. It doesn't get past your middle palate to the back of your mouth.
I think you're wrong.
It doesn't give you the whole mouthfeel.
I think you're wrong. I'm getting spice on the finish. Justin, what'd you get?
Nice light nose, and on the palate, it was like bold rice spice, and it reminds me of the little stainless steel magnets that I had when I was a kid.
You put those in your mouth too? Note.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, those and the paint chips that came off the wall, which explains a lot.
It's the lead. It's the lead. Yeah. That's what you need.
Yeah.
Well, that explains a lot.
Bob, what are you
trying to let him off the hook for being a little bit slow?
Back in the day, we used
to have... He's a lawyer. It's all right.
We used to have lead in our paint and lead in our gas, but because of guys like him, we can't do it anymore. So
we literally lost 20 IQ points because of lead paint. That's great. As a world, well, the entire world.
You probably lost 20 IQ points sitting at this table. So,
yeah. And all our listeners have just lost 20 IQ points.
Another 20, yeah.
I think it's well done. I don't have a problem with six whiskeys. I mean, like Johnny Walker's got like 60, and it's like that's fine. But this one, there's no edge to it. It's hard to delineate. It is a little muddled, but overall, I think it's a tasty whiskey. I mean, I sure as heck wouldn't pour this one out.
I didn't say you should pour it out.
I think they've done some better ones, but I think this one's perfectly serviceable.
It's not as nutty as the ones I tend to like from them. This is a little more apricot-y.
You have to appreciate what they do because they are just keep trying a lot of different
things. They make amazing rum. We don't talk about the rum often.
Well, we're going to get Barrel Bourbon Batch 36, a well-deserved 3 sips.
Interesting.
I thought it was a 4.
All the time we have today. Thanks for our co-host for joining us today. Thank you, Brent.
It's a pleasure to be here. Some nice bourbon today.
And thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here. Next time, can I sit next to somebody with pants on?
No.
You have to sit next to Brent.
Yeah, you sit next to Brent.
You're the urologist. He's right. Literally an MD. He's a FACS, right? You're a surgeon?
Correct.
MD FACS. The guy's a surgeon. He has to sit next to Brent because nobody else will.
Thank you, Justin.
Merci beaucoup.
And thank you, Harm.
Merci beaucoup.
And you're giving me crap about pecan.
I lived in New Orleans. I thought I was pronouncing stuff French. It's different.
For Sip Says and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And
we didn't drink bad whiskey.
We didn't drink any bad whiskey today. So we're in pretty good shape. So
we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.